Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to discuss this hot topic. I don't know how hot the topic is, but it's a good question. So here's the question. Can Satan stand in the holy presence of God? Can Satan, the evil one, the devil, can he stand in the holy presence of our holy God? What do you think? Some of you are thinking, aren't you? Well, how about I give you the answer? Can Satan stand in the holy presence of God? Here's the answer. Yes and no. Yes, he can. How do we know that? Well, if you just simply go to Matthew chapter 4, you guys know the story. After Jesus had been baptized in the Jordan by John the Baptist, after God the Holy Spirit had descended upon Jesus like a dove, after God the Father made his declaration about the Son from heaven, where he said, "This is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased," do we know what happened immediately after that? We do. The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, into that devastating, most brutal and barren place, we believe west of the Dead Sea, an absolutely devastated area. The Old Testament refers to it as Yeshimon. Nothing or nobody could live there except snakes, scorpions, and wild animals. It was there that the Holy Spirit led Jesus in the wilderness, and who was waiting for Jesus in the wilderness? Well, we know, chapter 4, verse 3, the tempter came to Jesus and said, if you're the Son of God, in the Greek, what he's saying is, since you're the Son of God, how do we know that? Well, Satan obviously heard the earlier declaration by the Father, this is the Son of mine, the Beloved, and with him I'm well pleased. Satan says to Jesus, okay, since you're the Son of God, make bread, you know, jump off the top of the temple, you can have all these kingdoms of the world, just bow before me. And we know that Jesus triumphed over those external temptations that Satan threw Jesus's way. But to our main question today, can Satan stand in the holy presence of God? Well, wait a second. What's the answer? Of course he can. Didn't he stand? In fact, again, in chapter 4, verse 3, we read the tempter came to Jesus and said. So he was obviously standing in the holy presence of God, right? I mean, again, who is Jesus? He is God the Son, who 2,000 years ago came to this earth. Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, meaning he had no sin nature. And he, on earth and now in heaven, is the perfect God-man. One person, two natures, human nature and divine nature. And we see throughout the Gospels many times where Jesus used his divine nature, turning water into wine, multiplying bread and fish, walking on water, raising Lazarus from the dead, knowing people's thoughts, and on and on and on. So when Satan approached Jesus there in the wilderness and started to speak to him, was Satan standing in the holy presence of God, God the Son, the second person of the Trinity? Yes or no? Of course he was. In fact, for the second temptation, we know that they went to Jerusalem from the wilderness, where they were standing on top of the holy temple. Was Satan standing in the holy presence of God then? Yeah. We also know the third temptation, that they went to a high mountain somewhere, and they were able at once to see all the kingdoms of the world. Satan made an offer. I'll give you all this. Just bow to me. Worship me. Was Satan standing in the holy presence of God? Yes or no? Yes, he was. Now, here's something you have to understand. Satan was standing in the holy presence of God in heaven or on earth? On earth. Is the earth the holy of holies of God? Well, no, we know that this earth is filled with what? The word begins with S. Sin, death, disease, decaying, deformities. You see, God the Son left the glory of the Father and the Holy Spirit in heaven, and he humbled himself, Philippians 2. How? Taking on the nature of a man. Jesus, the perfect God-man, came to this imperfect, sinful, cesspool called the earth. Now, we know that he was tempted in every way as we are, but he never sinned. We know he had no sin nature and has no sin nature. We know he is the perfect one. So, God the Son left the glory of heaven, the holy of holies, and he came to this filthy place. And we see that Satan did stand in the holy presence of God, but here on earth, right? So I think now the question has to shift a little bit, and we have to say, okay, we see that Satan was able to stand in the holy presence of God while God was here on earth, but is Satan able to stand in the holy presence of God in the holy of holies, God's heaven? Now that's an interesting question, isn't it? Well, let's see if we can maybe get some ideas on how we can answer this question. Let's first go to Revelation chapter 12. We know what happened to Satan, right? Again, the devil, diabolos is the Greek word, accuser, slanderer, Satan, the enemy of God. We know originally that he was Lucifer, one of the three archangels, right? You have Archangel Michael, who is the angel of battle or war. Anytime in the Bible you see a reference to the Archangel Michael, you'll always see some sort of battle happening. You also have the other archangel, Gabriel. He's the angel of delivering messages, the angel of announcements. He's the angel whom God had sent to Joseph and Mary to announce that they were going to, you know, Mary's going to conceive and give birth to the Messiah. We know that God had also sent the angel Gabriel to an aged priest, an elderly priest by the name of Zechariah, who was married to an elderly woman by the name of Elizabeth, who was barren, and she had never had any children. And yet the announcement the angel Gabriel had delivered from God to Zechariah was that Elizabeth was going to get pregnant, and they were going to have a son. They were going to call him John, and John would become John the Baptist, the forerunner to Jesus Christ. So, whenever you see Michael in the Bible, angel of battle, right? War. You see Gabriel in the Bible, angel of announcements. But there was a third archangel, Lucifer. It seems, and again, we can't be dogmatic, but it seems that he actually was the worship leader in heaven. Can you imagine that? And again, we can't be dogmatic, but as you look at some of the scriptures, you kind of go, huh, maybe that's what he was doing up in heaven, leading worship towards God and to God. But we know that Lucifer decided one day to say, wait a second, I'm not going to lead worship for God. I can be God. Let everyone worship me, right? And that's what caused God to kick Satan out of heaven, along with some of the fallen angels who followed him, demons. And we read that in chapter 12 of Revelation. In verse 7, then war broke out in heaven. And here we go, the archangel Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. We know the dragon is Satan. And the dragon and his angels fought back. But he, Satan, was not strong enough, and they, Satan and the demons, the fallen angels, lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. Okay? So we see Satan was kicked, well, Lucifer was kicked out of heaven, right? Came here to the earth. But then we read right after that in Revelation 12, verse 10, that Satan, the accuser of the brothers and sisters, he has been hurled down to earth. But then we read he accuses us as Christians before our God day and night. Now, what in the world does that mean? Wait a second. We know that Satan was able to stand in the holy presence of God, God the Son, while God the Son was here on earth, right? The perfect God-man, Jesus the Christ. We also know that Satan originally had been kicked out of heaven, hurled out of heaven, along with the fallen angels. But then we see that Satan accuses God's people, the brothers and sisters, accuses us before God, and he does this day and night. So, what's the natural question? Well, the natural question is, where exactly is Satan accusing us before God day and night? Does it mean that Satan actually has access to heaven where he's able to stand in the holy presence of God and accuse the people of God day and night before God? Well, before we really go deep into answering that, let's just get to the bottom line here. Revelation 21 is very clear. Verse 27, God's word declares, nothing impure will ever enter heaven, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life have access to heaven. So obviously, Satan, would you agree, is impure? Well, guess what? He cannot enter heaven. Would you agree that Satan is shameful and deceitful? Well, guess what? He cannot enter into heaven. Would you agree that Satan's name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Then guess what? Satan cannot enter into heaven. So then again, the question is, where exactly is he accusing us before God day and night? More on that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hot Topics, where today we're discussing this question. Can Satan stand in the holy presence of God? And if you were with us on the first part of the show, we saw, well, the answer is yes and no. Yes, when Jesus was here on earth, the perfect God-man, we see that Satan was able to stand in the holy presence of God the Son. But we discussed why. That's because God the Son, 2,000 years ago, humbled himself, left the glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and he came to this cesspool of sin called this world. So naturally, sinners were able to stand in the holy presence of God the Son. In fact, Jesus, when you think about it, he identified himself with sinners he came to save in many different ways. How do you identify with sinners he came to save? First of all, God the Son became a man. That's identification with sinners he came to save. Number two, he was in the womb of Mary, a sinner, a self-confessed sinner. Talk about identifying yourself with sinners you came to save. He grew up with sinners there in Nazareth, surrounded by sinners. At his baptism, Jesus fulfilled all righteousness, willingly being baptized is his way of identifying himself with sinners he came to save. Certainly throughout his earthly ministry, he was around sinners constantly. A woman caught in adultery, tax collectors, prostitutes, all kinds of irreligious people. And again, his ultimate identification with sinners he came to save was his baptism on the cross, where he, the perfect God-man, he who knew no sin, became sin for us so that we, the sinners, could become the righteousness of God through Christ. And so we see that while God the Son was here on earth, sinners were able to stand in his presence. And we also know that Satan was able to do so as well. Again, we see a perfect example of that when it came to the three temptations that Satan's three satanic attacks that Satan tried to get Jesus to sin when Satan and Jesus were there in that wilderness. So the answer to the question is yes. Can Satan stand in the holy presence of God? Well, yeah, when God, the Son, the perfect God-man, was here on earth. But then we turned the question a little bit to a different angle, and we said, okay, well, that's understandable since Jesus was here on earth. But here's the question. Can Satan now stand in the holy presence of God there before God's royal throne as God is sitting in heaven? Can Satan stand in the holy presence of God in God's holy of holies, which is heaven? Well, we looked at that, again, on the first part of our show here, in that we saw that the Bible's very clear, Revelation 12, that Satan does accuse Christians, make accusations against us as believers before God day and night. So it sounds like on the surface that Satan is able to enter into heaven and start making accusations against you, Christian, right? Well, then we interpreted scripture with scripture and we went to Revelation 21 and we saw, no. Scripture is clear that nothing impure, which includes Satan, nothing shameful or deceitful, which includes Satan, will ever enter God's holy of holies, heaven. So we see that it looks pretty clear, based on Scripture, that Satan does not have access to God's holy presence in God's holy heaven. So then we have to ask the question, okay, if he's accusing us as believers before God day and night, and if he's not doing it in God's holy presence in holy heaven, then where's he doing it? Before we take a look at some scriptures, let me be very clear here. Scripture does not clearly say, okay, this is the exact place where Satan does his accusing before God when it comes to us. So what we have to do is we have to interpret scripture and scripture and try to come up with what seems to be the correct answer. So I guess what I'm saying is I cannot be dogmatic and say, okay, here is a verse in the Bible that gives me the exact location where Satan shows up and makes his accusations against us. Does that make sense? You never want to add to the scriptures and you never want to take away from the scripture. You want to stay faithful to the scriptures, and that which God has revealed to us, we want to obey. That which God has not revealed to us, we want to be very, very careful. We don't want to speculate, because that's how heresies and cults come into being. So with that said, let's try to see if we can get an idea of where Satan, who's the accuser of the brethren, where he is doing his accusing. Well, in Jude, which is one letter right before Revelation, we do see in verse 9 that Satan was able to stand in the presence of the archangel Michael when the archangel Michael was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses. We see that Satan, the fallen archangel Lucifer, somehow was able to be in the presence of Michael, the archangel, and there was some sort of dispute about Moses' body. So with that verse, you say, okay, we see that, all right, there is precedent in Scripture that Satan was able to stand in the presence of a holy angel, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that holy angel was there in God's holy heaven when Satan stood before Michael. So then you have to say, okay, are there possibly references in the Bible where we get this idea of maybe, I don't know, I don't want to say different levels of heaven. That's probably not the right terminology, but maybe different locations? I don't know. Yes, the answer is yes. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 12, and we see the Apostle Paul describing this most incredible vision that he was allowed to have by God's grace, where Paul, actually, he tells us in chapter 12, verse 1, he talks about visions and revelations. He talks about himself, verse 2, a man in Christ who 14 years ago, prior to writing this letter to the Corinthians, was caught up to the, listen very carefully, third heaven. Now, what does that mean? Now, certainly we do not believe there are three holy heavens, okay? However, in both Jewish and Greek thinking back then, the idea of different, and again, let me just say, use the word levels, different levels of heaven basically refer to the first level would be from the level that we can see right now with our eyes, from here on earth up to the clouds. That would be kind of like the first atmosphere, okay? The second level would be the outer atmosphere, from above the clouds, that which we cannot see, to the outermost parts of the atmosphere. That would be considered like the second heaven. And then obviously the third heaven, the Holy of Holies, where nothing impure can enter, that would be considered the third heaven. Kind of a picture. Think of the tabernacle in the Old Testament, the temple in the Old Testament. It really was divided into three major areas, right? You had the courtyard area, okay? You then had the holy area, and then you had the most holy area that was separated by the curtain. The most holy area was obviously symbolic of God's holy presence there. That's where you had the mercy seat, the ark of the tabernacle. And so I guess maybe we can kind of look at when Paul talks about this third heaven, and again, we cannot be dogmatic, but maybe think of it just kind of like the breakdown of the tabernacle or the temple. Three areas. First area, the courtyard, is kind of like what we're able to see from here up to the clouds, right? That's the first atmosphere, okay? Then we go to the outer atmosphere. That's the clouds up to the furthest most parts of the outer atmosphere. That's the holy area. And then that which is above that, the most holy of holies, is God's holy presence, place of God's holy presence. So when Paul talks about this third heaven, he talks about this vision and revelation that he had of the most holy area, right? So what do we know so far in Scripture? We know that Satan, it seems very clear, cannot enter the most holy, holy heaven. It seems like Satan was able to be in the presence of the archangel, the holy angel Michael. Paul tells us about these kind of three levels of heaven. Again, not three different heavens or three heavens, but three different levels of the atmosphere. And then we get a picture in Job chapter 2, if we put this all together. You guys know the story. Job, a righteous man, Satan shows up before God and kind of taunts God and says, look, your guy Job, the only reason why he worships you is because you bless him so much. You let me take stuff away from him, watch how he'll curse you. But we read here in chapter 2, verse 1, how this happened. There was a day when the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and we're told Satan also came with them to present himself before him. Remember, Satan was able to stand in the presence of the archangel Michael. We know that Satan cannot enter the most holy area, right? The holy heavens. Paul tells us there are kind of like different levels. Heaven, right? Could it be that God has designated a place, certainly not his most holy heaven, but could there be, I don't know, maybe the second heaven, right? The outer atmosphere somewhere that God has designated a place where he allows the angels to meet and at times even allow Satan to come there to make his accusations, because certainly isn't this what Satan did? He made accusations against Job. And could it be that there, either Satan is able to be in the presence of the holy angels, who maybe then are delivering Satan's accusations to God, or maybe there, obviously God is omnipresent, all-knowing, hears everything, there he can hear Satan making those accusations. Again, I wish I could tie this in a bow and just say, here's the perfect answer to it, but we just don't have it. Could Satan stand in the holy presence of God the Son while God the Son was here on earth? Yes, we see that throughout the Gospels. Can Satan enter the most holy area of heaven? I believe not. Does Satan accuse us as believers day and night before God? Yes. The question is exactly where. We don't know the exact location. It seems that Satan can stand before archangels. It seems that there was a meeting place in Job where we see the angels would meet and kind of make their report to God. Satan showed up. Was God actually there in that location, or was that kind of just the meeting place location and God was able to hear what Satan was saying about Job? Again, we don't know. We just want to be very careful, like I said, not to add to Scripture. But here's what we do know. Satan is a deceiver. He is filthy. He is impure. He is unclean. He is immoral. He's the father of lies. He is the enemy of God. He is the accuser of God's people. He is a slanderer. He is a snake. And his end is coming, where he, along with the Antichrist and the false prophet, will be thrown into the lake of burning fire, the lake of burning sulfur, where they will be tormented day and night forever. That much we know. And we know another thing. We know who is seated at the right hand of God. That is God the Son, Jesus Christ. And what is he doing? He is our crucified and resurrected King of Kings. He is the ascended King of Kings. And he is seated at the right hand of the Father. And right now what he is doing is what is called his session, his intercession. Hebrews 7:25. Jesus is able to save completely those who come to God through him. Why? Because Jesus always lives. And what is Jesus doing right now in heaven? He is your advocate. What does that mean? When Satan makes his accusations against you before God, Jesus Christ, who is in heaven, is your advocate. And he says to the Father about the accusations Satan throws against you, "Yes, Father, that accusation may be true, but I've already paid for that sin." He is our advocate who intercedes for us against the accusations from the liar and the deceiver. We know our advocate is our great Lord and Savior, who has paid for our sins in full. And that's why the Father says about you, Christian, in Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.